But boy, I really like that one.
Coming up at the 2 o'clock hour, yes, it's another unscripted, unpredictable episode of The Curated Catastrophe, starring your gorgeous and talented co-hosts, Maldoror and Shay from the Bay. Only here on RadioValencia.fm. Every Sunday, broadcasting at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. The self-proclaimed king and queens of slapdashery themselves. They're up next.
And now for something completely different.
We've gone on holiday by mistake.
Regardless of the outcome, history will be made in this final. France aimed to become the first team since Brazil in 1962 to win consecutive World Cups. For coach Didier Deschamps, a chance to emulate Italian Vittorio Pozzo's achievement from 84 years ago. Like their opponents, the potential prize for Argentina is a third World Cup. They can also become the first non-European winners in 20 years. Their last meeting 4 years ago ended 4-3 to France in the round of 16. This time, the stakes couldn't be higher.
If you hear this opening track, you know it's The Curated Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here, too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand, I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit.
You are listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Maldoror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Maldoror's favorite part.
Satan, one more time, motherfucker.
Thanks for being with us on another fresh-squeezed episode of The Cure to Catastrophe. It's been a while since Maldoror and I are back in studio, and today we've got a lot of things going on. We've got World Cup finals. We've got one of Maldoror's cats in the hospital, unfortunately. Maldoror's cats are fondly named after two characters in a favorite film of his, With Nail and I. You'll hear excerpts from that film peppered throughout my segments, and put all that together with the fact that when Maldoror and I spoke, he suggested we do a show about travel songs. How do all of these apparently disparate things relate? Well, through the power of pre-prep, together with Maldoror's masterful on-the-fly DJing, we'll figure out a way to bring all of these topics together. We'll open up the show today with a week that was, and that will walk us into a real nice set. Hey guys, thanks again for being with me and Maldoror this Sunday and every Sunday. It's The Cure to Catastrophe with The Week That Was. Middlesex, fantastic show.
Fantastic show.
It really is. He credits us with being the king and queen of slapdashery.
Slapdash as
fuck. Yeah, it's pretty fucking accurate.
Thanks for taking my random call this morning to say, like, aren't we doing radio? Now I'm like, well, you didn't tell me there was an electricity theme.
You didn't even tell me there was a show.
I've been open the
lodge at 7 a.m.
every single day since the World Cup started.
I enjoy the World Cup.
God, I love the World Cup.
It's been so great.
When you're doing The Week That Was next time, you can go ahead and play Cold Heart.
I'll save that for you.
Okay.
I'm good. Fucking virtue signaling again.
Strong, cold. baby, just passing through.
Thank you. accident. They're throwing themselves into the road gladly. Throwing themselves into the road to escape all this hideousness. Throw yourselves into the road, darling. You haven't got a chance.
You are listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, streaming and broadcasting from wherever the fuck we can. Today we're celebrating the FIFA World Cup Finals.
We're not celebrating FIFA anything.
We're not, okay, we're not celebrating that. Hey, let's just go ahead and back announce that song you guys heard. Closing it out, it was The Chain by Corolla Dust featuring Brooke Bentham. That was a cover of a song that I don't actually like, but this entire set was kind of dedicated to covers that I thought kind of did it better. Covers or remixes where they kind of just did it better. Before that, it was No Ordinary Love, of course, the Sade classic by the X-Blax remix that was released this year. And opening it up, something that Maldoror suggested that I go ahead and open up the show with.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, well, it was in the week that was, so you don't have to remember because we had it on tape. It's Cold Heart by Elton John and Dua Lipa. What a great track. I hate to love that so much.
Yeah, it's, but as, you know, somebody's pointed out, it's fantastic that Elton John in his 70s or maybe 80s had another top 40 hit. I mean, good for him. He's you know, whatever.
Someone else in their 80s this week that I'd like to say hello to that thankfully doesn't listen to this show. We talk a lot about Mom Drawer.
Yeah.
But we don't talk about the Shay Drawer mom. How do we call that? Shay's mom? Just Shay's mom?
Shame mom?
Shame. Can we ring that bell for her? Because that would be accurate. Mom. It was a Catholic upbringing. We defected fairly quickly, and yet. But it was her birthday this week, so just a shout out to Mom. Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Shay's mom.
She's a pretty great person.
Yeah. And she's in her 80s?
Yeah, she's 83. So it's like, I'm kind of thinking, you know, she's on par with, I think Elton John's probably younger. But she looks better. I'm telling you, I know she does. She looks amazing.
How are her hair plugs holding up?
Not hair plugs, but there's definitely been some work done. God damn it, I hope she's not listening. But she does look amazing.
All right. This is the Curated Catastrophe. Regular listeners, well, actually any listeners who pay attention know that I give a shit about the World Cup soccer. Don't give a crap about American football. But Argentina beat France today. It was a 3-3 tie that went to penalty kickoff, which is one of the greatest World Cup finals of all time. It was super exciting. If you don't care about soccer and you think soccer is boring, you fucked up by not watching that game.
Now, I have a friend of mine that says that a game is not a real game if it can end up in a tie, and
well,
then it has to go to some...
fucking moron.
He has some things to learn, but I think there's an interesting Americanized viewpoint.
Well, yes. Americans, they demand immediate gratification, and you have to be able to score. And no, things could be all about the potential of
I couldn't agree more.
Of climax.
Couldn't agree more.
And maybe you'll get there and maybe you won't.
And not every urge has to be satisfied. America.
Not America, yeah.
Okay. Here we are.
Enjoy your hot dogs and your fucking nachos.
I'll tell you where to shove those hot dogs. Hey, Maldoror, can you tell our listeners about your t-shirt today? Because as you are famous for statement t-shirts, this one actually has no words, but it's a really big statement.
So, again... I'm a big fan of World Cup soccer, and a lot of the things that I know about soccer and FIFA and the way the World Cup is played are through the writing of Grant Wall. He was the preeminent American soccer writer. He was a senior writer for Sports Illustrated, and I mean, not just for soccer. He was a senior writer in general, and he just became focused on soccer because he loved it so much. And he was in Qatar, and he died at 48 years of age. He'd been kind of sick, or pretty sick, and they're claiming he had bronchitis. And
this after he was a very outspoken
critic of FIFA, critic of the Qatar even getting the cup,
and in support of his brother who's gay.
Gay, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And so now all of a sudden he has some maladies that are, you know, not previously explored, not previously known. Anyway,
It's weird.
It's not weird because it's FIFA.
Yeah, and Grant Wall, he showed up to the first game of the World Cup wearing a T-shirt that had a soccer ball surrounded by a rainbow flag,
which is the shirt that Maduro wears today.
Which is the shirt I am wearing now. Because I googled what was Grant Wall, because they wouldn't let him into the game. It seems stupid to murder someone over a T-shirt, so I can't really believe that. I'm not that tinfoil hatty about things.
Except for Iran, but okay.
Iran?
Yeah, well, we're not getting political here on the Curity Catastrophe.
Okay. Anyway, I'm not that tinfoil hatty, except that I'm not sure that this poor guy wasn't murdered for wearing a rainbow T-shirt because in support of his gay brother.
That's sort of the Western narrative, isn't it?
But you know, maybe it's not. But anyway, when I googled the shirt, there was like a $15. It was like, hey, this shirt's available for $15. I'm like, you know what? I got $15 to throw at Grant Wall's legacy. He was a fantastic writer. Most of my opinions about FIFA and just soccer in America have been informed by Grant Wall's writing. I can't name any other fucking U.S. soccer writers. I can barely name five U.S. sports writers, and Grant Wall and I followed each other on Twitter, and it just sucks.
So we appreciate that you're representing him and his brother and the cause in the wake of the World Cup finals today.
Yes.
Huge win for Messi. Huge win for Argentina. First time in 20 years that a non-European country, which it's really funny that you want to call Argentina. I know, but it's like you'd study their history of fascism. You're like, oh, you're not European. But anyway, no, it's really fun that 20 years, right? 20 years since a non-European team won the World Cup.
And yeah, that presents
and Messi got his win.
A whole set of problems because I love Messi and it's great that a South American team won, but Argentina is the worst fucking country in South America.
Are you going to play some clips from Evita later? I would love that.
Don't cry for me, Messi.
Marco Middlesex, who has the Stranded playlist, the show just anterior to ours, is in studio with us. And I guarantee that if you can put up a very decent Evita track, you can probably get him to sing along and to sing it better. If not, do a perfectly harmonized accompaniment.
I don't have any Evita on the...
Oh, I have it.
On the machine.
Okay, well, we'll talk.
I've been at the Elks Lodge since 6:30.
Since three weeks ago.
28. Oh, yeah, since 3 weeks ago. But I've been there since 6:28 in the morning. And, you know, I was just really thinking about how all the sad people that Radio Valencia's their entire life, and they really don't have anything else to do except pay attention to radio.
Are you judging yourself because you don't have a job right now?
I feel sorry for those poor fuckers.
Maldor.
Sorry. Oh, so I went off on a slight tangent.
It's not a healthy one. We're going to bring it back.
Yeah, what was I talking about?
So we're talking about, we had songs about travel, but it's FIFA finals. And so now I collapse those two things. And
I'm gonna play a song about soccer, and then I'll figure out what the fuck else I'm doing.
Madam.
This is RadioValencia.fm.
The slapdash as fuck coined that for a reason.
I wonder if this is the right song.
You're listening to RadioValencia.fm, streaming and broadcasting from the mission. You're the best EP.
We run like dancers. We move in patterns around the sun. We dream like heroes of the glorious nights to come. From the limitless cities and the concrete towers to the shining beaches down beneath the shanty towns, back to the generations. The beautiful game. To play the beautiful game.
run from the limitless cities and the concrete towers to the golden beaches down beneath the shanty towns back to the generations all the same. All in love with a beautiful game.
We're not positive enough.
It's coming home. It's coming home. It's coming. Football's coming home.
We'll go on getting back. It's on getting back.
I may have whacked that.
The microphone. He means it. The microphone.
Yeah.
Microphone. You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, and that was Maldoror's set in honor of the FIFA World Cup Finals today. Messi finally got his win. He's 35 this year.
I thought he was 36 this year.
Well, is that true?
I mean, he's old as shit.
That is not old as shit. He's still... I still feel like I could maybe have a chance. No?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well.
I don't know. The dude is worth millions and billions of dollars.
Haven't you ever dated up, Maldoror?
Well, yeah.
So?
I basically the only way I've ever dated.
Smart man. Hey, you guys have caught us in the middle of the episode that is supposed to be about travel songs.
Yeah.
It's actually going to be about FIFA. I mean...
Well, you played a soccer set, and I played a soccer set. Oh, did I back announce? I didn't.
We didn't, not yet. Our favorite thing to do.
That was Football Is Coming Home, which it hasn't come home, by the Lightning Seeds, which is, it was this big anthem, in, I think, 94 or 98, about how England was going to win the World Cup, and they totally didn't. And now I just feel like it's an embarrassment that they wrote a song about how they were going to win it all.
It's still a good song.
It's the three lines, It's Coming Home by the Lightning Seeds. Somebody Argentinian just went by. We heard I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles, the Cockney Rejects version. You will know that track as the theme song to the West Ham. Whenever you go see West Ham at their ground, I can't remember the fucking name of it off the top of my head. Yeah, they're always playing I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles. And then we kick things off with The Beautiful Game by New Metal Army. They wrote a song about soccer, which
surprise.
Is... Surprise. Yeah. Weird.
I still
haven't been able to figure out why they did that. It's not on any records. It was like some kind of charity thing that they were doing, like trying to like raise money for soccer balls for kids around the world or something.
Not unlike what you do in your copious free time with the Elks Lodge.
My abundant free time. I got so much free time.
No, what I'm saying, that is literally what you do with your time now, is that you fundraise for other people. You've delegated yourself to... You're in service to others, Maldoror. What a great thing.
Why would you be in service to yourself?
Because capitalism? Merry Christmas.
Capitalism can suck.
It is a very complicated operating basis. Anyway, that's not what the show's focus is today.
No.
No.
We could do a whole anti-capitalist show. Ooh, can we do an anti-capitalist show at some point?
I mean, we can, except we're supposed to be non-political here.
Oh, God damn it.
And yet, I know 100% what clip I would lead with, and I can already tell you three songs I would play off the top of my head, but I like that idea. Do you want to do that for our Christmas episode? Should we do another Exquisite Corpse? Do you remember how good those episodes were, Maldoror?
No.
They were very good.
Well, how are those different than what we do now?
Well... So we didn't have to see one another.
Exquisite Corpse, she would hand me off a chunk of audio, and without having listened to it, but having a theme, I would then do a chunk of audio and pass it back, and it, like somehow it worked.
Yes, but do you remember that it originally...
No.
It was at the beginning of the pandemic, and everything was okay, and we did a couple of shows, and then all of a sudden, the George Floyd...
Oh, well, those shows were very good.
Those were our...
I mean, if I don't mind saying so myself.
Those were our, you know, Pulitzer Prize-winning shows, and those were done in the Exquisite Corpse manner. Those were some of our better shows.
All that was just me pre-prepping shit and you pre-prepping shit.
It's amazing what happens when Maldoror pre-preps. Because you're brilliant as a DJ on the fly, but then when you pre-prep, it is just next level.
Huh. Interesting if true.
You receive feedback so well. It's one of the things I like about working with you.
So is your mom.
My mom's the best. Happy birthday, Mom.
I hope you enjoy your feedback.
Yeah, she suffered 83 years of feedback from me. And she still likes me. So, we're good.
We'd like to, once again, thanks... Ikawenga or whatever.
No, it's Icarajo.
Whatever.
Icarajo.
Icarajo.
Do you know how many times we said the name of that business in the last episode?
Nope.
When I was creating the week that was, there was like 8 minutes of Icarajo, Icarajo. We couldn't. And then you texted me today. What's the name of the? Oh, Maradona. Not Maradona.
What's the difference?
Maradona is like, oh my goodness, and then Maradona. Would have been the...
Maradona.
Yeah, the other Argentine guy who would have loved to have seen the win today.
The band with the hand of God.
But ya está pasado. Ya está muerto.
Is he?
Yes, dude.
I assume that's why he's not there.
Yeah, well, yeah, he couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Fat bastard.
Muerto?
Muerto.
Muerto.
With a T. Okay. We're practicing our Spanish here. That's about it. Do you appreciate that I peppered all of... we've only been through one of my segments, but I really did...
Solamente uno.
Solamente uno, es verdad. But I did put these little excerpts. I peppered the following segments with clips from With Nail and I.
I'm excited for this.
As a testament to your little buddy, to your little gato buddy.
Mr. Marwood.
Yeah.
All right, this is RadioValencia.fm.
cake and fine wine.
If you don't leave, we'll call the police.
Balls. We want the finest wines available to humanity. We want them here, and we want them now. We shall buy this place and fire you immediately. Yes, we'll buy this place. Or we'll install a fucking jukebox in here.
This is a warning. Another cut to move on. Another beat that's so strong, hold on, and I get wicked in this song. Stir up shit as the wit gets wisdom. P-Dog coming up, I'm straight low. Pro-black and it ain't no joke. Coming straight from the mob that broke shit last time. Now I'm back with a brand new sick rhyme. So blackjack time and tempo. Revolution ain't never been simple. Following the path of my own for no. Just build your brain and we'll soon make progress. Paid your dues, don't snooze or lose. They came with the master plan and got you. So know who's opposed to the dominant dark skin. Food for thought is a law for the brother. P-Dog with a gift from heaven. Tempo 116.7 keeps you locked in time with the program. When I get wild, I'll pile on dope jams. Then spit on your flag and government. Cause help the black was a concept never meant. Nigga, please, food stamps and free cheese can't be the cure for a sick disease. Just the way the devil had planned it. Raped and pillaged everyone on the planet. And give them fake gods at odds with all law. Love thy enemy and all that hoopla. Hear close the words I wrote. Crack cocaine is genocide of black folk. Who in their right mind ever could have missed this? Damn right when you think seditious and I move swiftly. You can't get with me. The 666 move quick but miss me. When I came off involved in conscious. So don't ask why next time I start this. Unless you don't give a fuck to be free. Keep stomping on them, keep stomping. Attitude, but I ain't from Compton. I can't be fucked around, I'm muffed around. I can't be held down, check the sound. And keep in tune on point on target. The revolution won't be thwarted. A setback cause my man is plain to see. Must in a white supremacy. So let the rhythm roll on when I kick this. Brother's gonna work it out with a quickness. And now you know just why a panther went crazy. The devil made me.
Baby, no estoy solo. Los golpes de la vida ya me tienen preparado, ready para todo. Los guachos de la esquina son soldados caminando por arena y lodo. Circula adrenalina por un pueblo destrozado con los sueños de oro.
Put your hands up, rapper, put your hands up. ATR, pido guacho, lo hago, ni la pienso. Somos los culpables de que tiemble el universo. Put your hands up, ay, put your hands. Put your hands up, rapper, put your hands up. ATR, pido guacho, lo hago, ni la pienso. Los culpables de que tiemble el universo. Ay, put your hands up, ay, put your hands up.
De esa pedra a corriente, toda mi memoria de frente. Quiero que me choque toda esa gente. En los auriculares ya son años laborando en el extranjero. A donde voy digo que te quiero. Desde que me fui me ha pasado tanto. Y te aseguro que
me llaman abandonado.
La fuerza.
fuerza de Argentina está caminando a mi lado, baby, no estoy solo. Los golpes de la vida ya me tienen preparado, ready para todo. Los guachos de la esquina son soldados caminando por arena y lodo. Circula adrenalina por un pueblo destrozado con los sueños de oro.
Buenos Aires, sigo imaginándome qué es lo que pasará por allá afuera. Como extraño la rutina de tener que acostumbrarme a ruido en la vereda. Caminé por Santa Fe y era como un espejismo de algo que quisiera. Cuando puedo me imagino que tengo alas y me escapo para la ciudad.
Marching, you son of a bitch.
De quilombo.
Con quilates, nuestros perros tienen hambre y están ready para el combate, ¿ha? Esto es rap, es hip hop, bate en serio. Le damos la vuelta al mundo en 3 minutos y medio. Argentina, put your hands up. Hago que todo lo político esté intenso. La puta voz del barrio no se compra ni con dólares ni pesos. Bailo con San La Muerte, San Martín en San Lorenzo. La fuerza de Argentina está caminando a mi lado, baby, no estoy solo. Los golpes de la vida ya me tienen preparado, ready para todo. Los guachos de la esquina son soldados caminando por arena y lodo. Circula adrenalina por un pueblo destrozado con los sueños de oro.
Argentina, si quisiera olvidarte.
Argentina querida, la tierra donde nací. Sangre de cóndor andino, de puma y de coatí. Las naves bajan en Córdoba preguntando por mí. Jujuy me dio los zapatos pa' caminar por ahí. Por Catamarca duermo, Neuquén me levanto. Y tengo una santa fe porque Luis y Juan me cuidan hace tanto. Aunque el rumbo se me deformó sacando lo que canto. Mendoza vino conmigo y La Rioja me seca el llanto. Estoy hablando con Santiago del Estero, Santiago Maldonado y los hermanos que se fueron. De Tucumán a Chaco y sigo hasta la Patagonia. Soy la flora de la pampa, la bandera, el sol y el cielo. Solo sé lo que el viento me cuenta. Malos climas, Buenos Aires sale el sol en la tormenta. Las corrientes entre ríos se conectan. Indio que no se salta, las misiones me representa. El río negro por la tinta de mi imprenta. Entre Chubut y Santa Cruz me espera un frío que calienta. Bajo a tierra del fuego y tengo el fin del mundo cerca. Las islas me cantan tango, siempre fueron y son nuestras.
Sitting in this bloody shack and I can't cope with Whittle. I must be out of my mind. I must go home at once and discuss his problems in depth.
Dime el amor, dime el cielo, cómo la gente vive en este mundo. Dime el sol, dime el verano. Yo sé que tú lo ves muy claro. Dime el día, la hora, los encantos y las maravillas. Dime la noche, la alegría, pero a Dios no me digas. Tantas preguntas me vienen, tus labios lo saben. Me gusta tanto vivir cuando estás. Dime el campo, dime la sierra, la inocencia, ¿a qué punto llega? Dime el sueño, dime el agua, este río, dime a dónde va. Dime la tierra y el fuego, que son las fuerzas que necesito. Dime antes, dime después, ¿cómo me quieres tanto? Tantas preguntas me vienen, tus labios lo saben. Pasen las cosas que pasen, tus brazos tanto vivir cuando está. Dime el amor, dime el cielo, cómo la gente vive en este mundo. Dime el sol, dime el verano. Yo sé que tú lo ves muy claro. Dime el día, la hora, los encantos y las maravillas. Dime la noche, la alegría, pero a Dios no me digas.
Why has my head gone numb? I demand to have some booze.
What's in your toolbox?
Only with that nothing to spare.
Liar, you've got antifreeze.
You're a fool, you should never mix your drinks.
Tantas preguntas me vienen.
In that last set, we heard a beautiful conjunto. It was music, both French and Spanish, right? Because I didn't know who was going to win the World Cup. So you said, hey, let's play songs that have to do with travel. And then I sort of convoluted that with French and Argentine music. Closing out that set, it was Tourbillon, who was actually a French chanteuse. Her name's Soha. She came out in 2007. But although she's French, she sings in French, Spanish, and Portuguese. Before that, it was Argentina
And she lost in all three languages.
She did. She lost in all three languages. Before that, it was Argentina by Trueno and Nancy Peluso. Opening up the set, I kind of cheated on the first one because that was Paris, who is technically a San Francisco rapper, but he had kind of a French-ish name. So we started out with The Devil Made Me Do It.
And you know I love Paris.
I know, which is why I thought I could like get your buy-in to that set.
San Francisco Black Panther.
Yeah.
Hip-hop artist, which I'm down with.
And the rest of my sets are the rest of the music that I have put together. They're because I didn't know who was going to win, and because you wanted to do a confluence of travel songs, everything is either from Argentina or France.
So
that's what I came up with.
You didn't do travel songs. You just did songs from foreign countries.
But technically, we're traveling through music.
Yeah, no, but I did songs about like, you know, riding trains and like being a hobo and like being out on the open road.
I feel like this tells a lot about each of us individually.
Yes. I did songs about travel, and you did.
You did songs. You're doing songs about hobos.
You did
a new model army.
NPR approved song like foreign language songs.
Dude,
there's nothing travel about songs from different languages.
Okay, So Hot never had a tiny desk, and I bet Paris didn't either.
No, yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Seems unlikely.
Yeah, highly unlikely, and yet. Hey guys, we are graced in studio at the moment with Marco Middlesex. He is our predecessor here on Sunday afternoons on Radio Valencia. His show is called The Stranded Playlist with Marco Middlesex, and it is so good. It is so dancey. It is so upbeat, energetic, hopeful, fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
And we're so happy to have you here in studio. He is also, we are the benefactors of his, for lack of a better word, PSAs. He's the one that introduces our show every week.
This is true.
Marco, thanks for being here with us.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, you have a new song that's coming out.
Yes.
This is what we want to hear about.
Okay. So I haven't recorded anything for... Oh. Okay, there you go. Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Can you? Oh, there we go. Okay, good. So I haven't recorded anything new in, geez, over, I mean, before lockdown. So what, we're talking three and a half years. And
a while.
I recently, yeah, has. And, you know, as we've all been, you know, struggling with finances, well, you know, a lot of us have during the pandemic, you know, recording, unfortunately, you know, I had to kind of shelf a passion, which, you know, it's just one of those things. It happens. So... I lent my vocals to a Christmas album project.
Really?
Yeah, in the summer. This is a very renowned producer. In fact, I've collaborated with him for over a decade now. Leo Frappier, his name is.
Yes, I'm familiar with the name.
Right, there you go, Leo Frappier. And Sheena Rose, of course, who is an amazing drag performer / recording artist.
Fantastic.
And she's been recording going on 10 years now, done covers of Dirty Cash, Private Dancer, I Am What I Am. Very, very